Oh, yeah, that was Matthew West, and it is time for us to do something. Well, it is summertime, and it is time that we can all do something. In this studio with me right now, we have Julie Nelson. Julie is the public relations coordinator for the Salvation Army in La Crosse. Hey, Julie, you haven't been over here in a while.
Yeah, it has been a little while. Almost 6 months is Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you here. And it's time for Feed the Kids. Tell us about the problem of hunger in the La Crosse area. Many of us think of that being, you know, maybe in some third world country, but there is a problem right here at home, isn't there?
Yeah, really. When you stop to know all the numbers, it's a little scary how prevalent hunger is right here in our very area. Almost 50% of the kids who go to the La Crosse public schools are receiving free and reduced lunch. Mm-hmm. So almost half don't have enough to eat at home. And when you know that as a fact, that's a really scary number. So during the school year, these kids are able to get fed because they have the lunch program. But then summer comes and school is out, and so they don't have access to that. So there may not be enough money in the family. Maybe the parents are working and they try and leave an older kid in charge, and that older kid just doesn't have the maturity to get lunch on the table every day and make sure siblings are fed or whatever. It's a bag of chips and that's it. So this is where the Salvation Army comes in. So we see that problem, and we make lunches, and we take them to low-income areas where kids are in need of those lunches.
Now, some children do receive lunches during the summer months at their schools, but not every child, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we work real closely with the school district. The school does provide some free breakfast and lunch at several of the schools within the area, but they don't provide it at all of them. And, you know, some of the kids are bused into schools anyway, so even if their school was providing lunch, they couldn't walk there, they couldn't bike there. It would be an issue for parents to take them there, let them have lunch, and bring them back home again. It just couldn't happen. So we go to some areas where the school is not meeting that need, and we take these lunches to, like, some trailer courts way south of town, a boys and girls club where kids are there because they know there's no one at home. So these kind of areas where we know that there's a need.
Mm. What is your drive and what is your passion? And particularly now as we're focusing on the children in need in the La Crosse area, what is it that drives you?
You know, I always say my heart goes out to any kid that's at the Salvation Army, but I really feel bad for the older kids, the 12 to 15, even if we get them 16, 17. If you live at the Salvation Army, you have to be with your parent all the time. So those kids, they don't want to be with their parents all the time. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be with their parents all the time, but they have to be with their parents all the time. So I personally have a real heart for the older kids that are trying to grow up, and here they are in a shelter place. But the population at large, it's really that there but for the grace of God go I. Mm-hmm. When you stop to think of how blessed you and I are and just the number of luck factors in our life, of being born to good parents, parents who taught us basic things. You turn in your homework every day on time. You get to work every day on time. If you're sick, you call in. Some of these things that you and I take for granted, a lot of people who come to the Salvation Army just haven't learned that. It's not that they're bad or evil. They just don't know any differently. So we try and help them out, give them a little boost up, do what we can to educate them, help them change some patterns so that they can go on and be successful.
Mm, teaching them life skills that they can function and function well. And there's a lot of different circumstances and choices that bring a person to that point of need. Talk about some of the things that you've seen.
Sometimes people come in for the shelter maybe just one or two nights, a common scenario. They've been living with a boyfriend, girlfriend. They were kicked out and they had no place to go, and 2-3 days later they found something. Other times it's much more complicated. A common scenario is a spouse loses a job, they go through all their savings, use up all their favors with friends and family, and then the second spouse loses a job. Mm. Or the car breaks down, or there's a big medical issue, or some other factor, and then they just can't hold on any longer and everything comes crumbling down. So they lose their house, they lose their car, they've got no savings, they've usually lost their dignity at this point, mm-hmm. and then they come to the Salvation Army, and that's where we're there to help.
Well, back to Feed the Kids. Again, this is summertime, so what do you need and how can we help?
Oh, we need food. We're handing out between 200 and 300 lunches every day, every weekday, so that's a lot of lunches and a lot of food by the end of the summer. So we need some help with all that food. So pretty much anything you can think of that would go into a sack lunch, a granola bar, jelly. We would love it if we could get donations of cheese slices, meat slices. That would be a tremendous
gift. So you do have refrigeration available.
Yep, we have refrigeration. We have freezers. So, you know, if you have a whole side of a hog you want to donate, well,
you can do that too.
Juice boxes, small bottled water. Those are a big need. Ziploc sandwich bags, the lunch bags themselves. We need all that kind of stuff. There's just one item that we don't need, and it's the item that most people think we would want the most, and that's peanut butter.
My favorite.
It's considered a government surplus item, so we get a lot of that from the government. So we have plenty of peanut butter. We don't need any more. But everything else, we need a lot of it.
Okay, so peanut butter is covered, but people can drop off donations at the Salvation Army. And you're located where, for those who may not know?
223 North 8th Street in downtown La Crosse, so real near the La Crosse Public Library. And you've generously offered to let people drop off here.
Mm-hmm. And also our friends at Redemption Christian Bookstore in Onalaska said you can drop off your donations there. They're located on Sand Lake Road. So non-perishable food items only at Redemption Christian Bookstore and at the Praise Network Radio Ministry. We do not have freezers here. And if all the other items, or if the La Crosse Salvation Army Center is closer for you, you can drop off your donations there.
And you know, absolutely, if you don't like to shop, dropping off the groceries is a hassle, cash would be welcome too. Well, then we'll use that money and we'll go to some very low cost resources that we have to purchase some of these things. And then we'll take some of that money and pay for the gas that it takes us to get out to these neighborhoods. So cash is always a helpful gift too.
Mm-hmm. And how can they make the cash donations?
We have a website so people can go there. It's bells2ring.org. So it's bells, the numeral 2, ring.org. Or they could mail something to 223 North 8th Street in La Crosse.
All righty. Well, Julie, we are going to have all that information on the Make a Difference section of our website. Just go to praisenetwork.com. You can find the mailing information, the drop-off locations, the items that are needed. And again, this is something simple that all of us can do. And I've always, when my kids were little, I always liked to make these sorts of projects a family activity. Get the kids involved. Let them know there are some kids that don't have food in their refrigerators or in their cupboards, and they may not get lunch today. But we as a family can do something to make a difference in their lives. So great family project. Or maybe your Sunday school class, or get your kiddos involved in that way.
And sometimes I think the biggest benefit that the kids get with the lunch is they appreciate the lunch. They need the food. But just that they know that someone else cared that much, that a family did this, a Sunday school class did that, and then all these volunteers got together and put the lunches together. So that means something to a kid that may be home alone and bored and scared and feeling like that no one loves them.
Yeah, and there's unfortunately and very sadly many kids who feel that way, and we want to do what we can to show the love of Jesus Christ and to be able to make a difference in their lives. So again, something simple that all of us can do, whether it's a cash donation or drop off a donation of food items to the Salvation Army or at Redemption Christian Bookstore in Onalaska or at the Praise Network Studios in Sparta, and we can help feed the kids this summer.
Yeah,
I love it.
Wonderful.
Oh, Julie, thank you so much for all you do for the La Crosse area, and just pray that God will continue to bless your ministry and your work there at the Salvation Army.
Amen to that.
All righty. Our guest today has been Julie Nelson. She is the Public Relations Coordinator for the Salvation Army in La Crosse. And if you want to find out how you can help feed the kids, again, just stop by Make a Difference at praisenetwork.com.